The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, once again, it is good to be with you. I think two summers ago, we had someone with a guitar who was able to lead us in music. And I am musically challenged. So I may try to bring a CD player with some music next week. How long are you normally here? Is it 1 week or 2 weeks? 1 week? So I probably won't see most of you next week, but God be with you and bless you this week that you're here. Most of us come from family. While as we grow, we learn that being a part of family here on earth isn't perfect, most of us like to belong. We like to belong to a family, to parish, to a scout troop, to a community. No one is an island, and we need the love, the support, and friendship of others in our family and community. We need to belong, and it is not good to be alone. You are scouts. I know you know the answer. What is your motto?
Be prepared.
All right. Do you know what your slogan is?
Do a good turn daily.
Yeah, do a good turn daily. Your scout oath includes the words to help people, other people, at all times. These words and thoughts show us that we truly are all connected into the family of God. We are part of the Catholic family, and if we have any brothers and sisters from other Christian faith here today, we are a part of a family who honors Jesus as the Son of God. We're part of the American family, and of course, if you've come from a traditional family, you are a member of that group as well. As I said, it's for our good to belong. When people move into a town, you can maybe hear them saying something like that the people made them feel so welcome. Or you might hear them say that they joined clubs and societies to try to get to know people. And we all want to belong. We all want and need to belong to a family. When we grow up in a happy family, we're all well set for the life ahead of us. If a family environment is less than happy, it may leave scars, but these scars can be healed. I'd like to do just a moment of teaching in my homily today. We are grafted. Does anybody know what the word grafted means? Take a guess. Yes, please. Yes, absolutely. Like for a while, we lived in California, and up in the wine country, they will take the stalk, probably not the right horticultural word, but they'll take the stalk of one type of grape, and they'll take another one, and they'll form a slit in both of them. They'll put them together, they'll bind them together, and that's how they grow a new hybrid of grapes. We're grafted. We are grafted onto the Jewish faith. I wonder if you know that. Yeah, we are grafted onto the Jewish faith. And in the long history of the Jews, before Jesus was born, they believed in one God. We believe in one God, but something happened. And what happened is that Jesus came into the world in human form, human, fully human, and fully God. And then Jesus began to teach us. Before Jesus, they used the word Yahweh. Now that word came from when Moses asked the burning bush, "Who are you?" And the voice came to him and said, "I am who am." And in their language, those letters come out Yahweh. Then Jesus came and told us that initially, if we were listening and we were with Jesus, that there were two persons, because he kept referring to God the Father. And yet Jesus told people that he was God. How is this possible? So the beginning of the teaching about the Trinity, Jesus often talked about his love and his obedience to the Father. And then, as Jesus was ready to ascend back into heaven, he promised the Holy Spirit. And that was the beginning of our knowledge, and it certainly took a while to develop a clearer understanding of this mystery, that God is a Trinity. They're totally united in love for each other. The Father loves the Son. Jesus used to talk about this all the time. And the Son loves the Father. We call this love of the Father for the Son, and the love of the Son for the Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus taught us about his Father. Do you remember what word that he used to use? Huh? Abba, yes. It's an unusual word. There's a story that I have shared from time to time about a priest who was invited to the anniversary celebration of a synagogue, and he went to a dinner party, and there the rabbi, he was invited to a head table, and there was the rabbi and his wife, and they had a young boy, and the young boy went off wandering someplace, and he realized he'd gotten far from his parents, and he came running back to his dad, and he said, "Abba, Abba," the word for daddy. That's the relationship that God the Father wants to have with us. God the Father is best seen in the beautiful scripture story of the prodigal son. In that story, the father is looking, always looking and waiting for his son, for a son. So too is God the Father, always waiting for deeper unity with you and me, of reestablishment of a relationship with us if we've sinned in any bad way. Then there's Jesus. He suffered a great agony and death for us because of our sins. He's the good shepherd, willing to leave the flock of believers and come out into the world of sin and pain to find us and bring us home, carrying us in that image we have of the tender Jesus and the lambs. Finally, there is the Holy Spirit, the breath. The word is ruah, God's breath, breathed into each one of us, the counselor, the teacher, the gift and giver of life. The Spirit is always interceding or mediating for us. He's our secret friend. Because the Trinity is a happy family, God wants to share the happiness of that family with us. God invites us to belong, and we enter God's family when we are baptized. That is why in the Gospel we heard Jesus commanding that all be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God wishes us all to belong to his family. If you were baptized, and I assume you are here as Catholics, you were adopted as God's son or daughter on the day you were baptized. For most of us, as I said earlier, we like to belong to family, parish, a community. Not only that, we need to belong. We make great efforts to belong. Since the day you were baptized, you belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How privileged you are to grow up in such a beautiful family. I invite you, Scouts, turn to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in prayer each day. And I mentioned the breath of God. Let every breeze that refreshes you, that cools you in the evening, remind you of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.